Worst in U.S. history. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Why do we hear that over and over, that what happened at Virginia Tech was the worst shooting rampage in U.S. history? It implies that this is so outrageous we're going to do something about it. But what? A better alert system? Okay, except the maniac with the gun will always get there first. More gun restrictions. Virginia Tech specifically banned guns from dorms and classrooms. That didn't stop Cho Sung-hee. You could argue all it did was guarantee he'd have no trouble till the police got there. Keep foreigners out. Cho was a resident alien, but the professors who blocked the doors were also from other countries. One of them was shot dead blocking the door while students jumped onto the bushes below. There's one thing you could do. Plant bushes below all classroom buildings. Make sure no classroom is higher than 3 stories. Make sure they have windows you can open quickly. But that's about all. America's philosophy is that we don't blame the weapon, we blame the person who misuses it. But since no background check is going to tell you when a student is going to snap over a girlfriend, preemption is off the table. And so all that's left is to explain it away, point out that more people die in car crashes or falling down the stairs or slipping in the bathtub, and keep that up until the news from Baghdad once again reclaims the news cycle and we push the images aside until the first anniversary and maybe the second anniversary, by which time the new shrubbery should be tall enough to break a fall. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.